our holiday of Pesach coming up involves so many contradictions. In fact, according to some, the entire Manishtana at the Seder is asking why we have so many contradictions in one evening. After all, Manishtana HaLeila Hazeh Mikol HaLeilos, what is so different about this night? In that, in some ways, this night is about Geula, and in some ways, it's about Chayrus. But on the other hand, some ways it's about Avdus and Galus. On one hand, it's about freedom, and on the other hand, it's about slavery and difficulty. And why is that the case? That's perhaps the question of what Manishtana is, and we point it out in the next 4 points. Because initially we talk about matzah, and then we talk about maror, then we talk about leaning, and we talk about dipping. Well, leaning and dipping is all about chayrus. It's all about freedom. But we started off with matzah and maror. Matzah is the lechem oni, the poor man's bread that we ate in Mitzrayim, that we had to rush out of Mitzrayim with. And maror is all about the bitterness. So we have two components of the Seder that are all about chayrus, the leaning and the dipping. And the matzah and the maror reflect the avdus of the Seder. So why does the Pesach experience, why does the Seder have all of this intertwined? And not only does it seem contradictory with the multiple props, the multiple actions that we're doing at the Seder, but even internal to some of the actions themselves, look at matzah, for example, it's both an avdus and a chayrus. Matzah is both the lechem oni, but it's also the way that we were able to run out of Mitzrayim with their heads held high, because we finally got out, because God took us out of Mitzrayim. Bechipazon, in a fast way. That is chayrus. If you look at maror as well, while maror on a basic level has everything to do with vayimaru as chayehem, they made our lives so bitter. On the other hand, the maror betibul, when we eat it together, we're eating maror betibul. We dipped it into the chayrus. We used that specific action to bring about chayrus at the Seder. And so these contradictions don't only exist on a meta level, but even on the micro level, each of the individual items we're using, maror is both somewhat chayrus and somewhat avdus. To the point where even by maror, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you want to lean for maror, you're allowed to. Why? Because there's a component of chayrus there as well. There's a component of freedom there, and there's a component of slavery. And what's the deal? What's pshat? Why don't we have chayrus and avdus all in one evening? Isn't the night all about celebrating the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim? Why would we bring up the avdus at that point in time? And I think at the core, when we talk about matzah b'gnosa m'sayim b'shevach, that we start with the bad and we end with the good, is that this reflects reality. That life is, humanity is, a combination of difficult times and pleasant times. A combination of getting through the tough times and to celebrate the good times. That our history has always been one of great joy at moments and of great difficulty at other moments. And our capacity to understand that that is part of our lives and that we have Vihi Sha'am de Lavasainu Velanu, the Rebbeinu Shlom himself, God steps up for us at every moment, at every one of those times throughout our history, to give us a form of chayrus, to save us from those difficult times. That is precisely what we're all about. The night of the Seder is not just to reflect on the great times, although that is a major component of the night. But how can we appreciate how great the freedom was, how great the chayrus is, if we don't understand the depths of the avdus? If you don't understand how difficult it was beforehand. I mean, imagine any novel, imagine any movie, plot, just starting with the redemption and being the whole movie. There's no plot twist, there's no up and down. There's no arc. You need to start with what was difficult to be able to appreciate that which was going to save them. If the movie didn't start, the novel didn't start with how difficult the times were, then that slight moment of redemption, or that major moment of redemption, would be worthless. And so we dafka go into a night of Sipur, a night of storytelling, into a holiday of Cheruseinu, by recognizing that Cheruseinu doesn't happen in a vacuum. That freedom comes from a deep sense of avidus. That Cherus and true freedom can only come from moments in our history of avidus, of difficulty, of gnus. I'd like to suggest that dafka now, when things aren't super easy, when everyone is having a difficult time, when the world is basically turned upside down, when we recognize that literally everything is in God's hands, dafka now also, we recognize that we matru b'gnus, and when we tell the story of what happened here in 2020, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line from now, Mirza Hashem will share the story of what happened here, of a Pesach that probably is the most difficult Pesach ever. We'll be able to tell the story, and we'll start with the gnus, and we'll misayim b'shevach in this generation as well. That we'll start with what was difficult about it, and we'll end off with what was amazingly redemptive at the end of it. We look forward to those days when we can live not only this gnus experience, this form of avdus perhaps, this experience of difficulty, and to end with the shevach, the shvach, to be able to end with the good, with the geula, not only a geula ha'asida, perhaps a geula, a redemption for each and every one of us individually, a redemption for the world from this virus, but ultimately as well, a geula shalema, a redemption from all of the difficulties that exist in this world, to bring us to a world of perfection, to bring us to a world of recognition that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the King, and that we are here to serve Him, to bring us to a world where we can recognize easily how we can serve Him the best we can, we can devote our energies to the right direction. But again, we'll tell the story starting with the Gnus, and ultimately we'll end with the Shvach. The Seder represents how we tell every story, but more importantly, it represents our story, our people's story, and how we can look forward in this most difficult time to a time that will hopefully be redemption, Geula, and Shvach, praising the Rebbeinu Sholom for all that He always does for us. Shabbat Shalom, and we look forward to getting to Pesach.